Revelation chapter 5. Right. Then I'm going to go to Matthew chapter 11. I'm just going to read three words out of Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew 5, 9 reads, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on earth." Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And Jesus simply says three words: "Come unto me. Come unto me." I'll be speaking this morning from Revelation 5, 9. And take note right here, it says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain, and thou hast redeemed us to God." Thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. This morning, just for a simple subject or theme, I'm going to talk about, I got the victory in Jesus. We got the victory in Jesus this morning. Bringing folks from the outside on to the, on the inside. Yeah. It's still searching the lost so they can see. Jesus is, just like the scripture says, he's forever and forever and forever. This morning, church, we come from the book of Revelations. And we come from a familiar passage of chapter 5 where we see here where John the disciple, you know, he was worshiping God when he received a series of visions. The visions in the book of Revelation, in this passage, John is caught up to see the throne room. In that throne room, we don't really know what is going on, but we do know that God is holding a scroll in this throne room. And on this scroll, we don't all know what's going on, but somewhere there's a plan for salvation on that scroll in this throne room. Now, on that scroll in this throne room, the first few verses says, nobody, they looked around and all the angels and everybody in there was crying and there was weeping going on because there was nobody worthy enough to open this scroll in this throne room. Now, in this throne room, there stood a lamb standing by. You know, and we all know who that lamb represents there in this throne room. And, you know, it goes on to say that in verse 9, that thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. See, that word redeemed sticks to me, church, this morning, because I am so glad that I have been redeemed. See, you can be quiet this morning and you cannot go along with me this morning, but see, that blood still
works.
I'm telling you this morning, church, see, God is not dead and everything is going to be all right this morning because, like y'all just sung that song, the blood what? Still works. And see, Jesus was in this throne room, and then they said he's the one that was slain for us so that we can be redeemed back to God. And you know, that redeemed means that somebody had to pay a price so that we can be redeemed back to God, church. See, y'all need to come and go with me this morning because all of us in here was redeemed back to God. If you believe that blood still worked, then you was redeemed back to God. But if you don't believe that blood still worked, then I say bye-bye to you this morning. I see you on the other side. Because I've been redeemed, church. And see, that's what, therefore, I can say this morning, I got the victory in Jesus. And see, Jesus also said there in Matthew chapter 11, he said, come unto me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Jesus is picking sides right there. He's telling you, come unto me. Come unto me, all ye that weary in labor. Come unto me. The invitation is already out there. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will what?
Give you rest.
Rest in perfect peace. Rest under his blood. Rest on his sacrifice, not somebody else's sacrifice. You know, like Roland said this morning, with the help of the Lord, I am going to make it somehow. So when you leave this side over here, you want that blood on you when you get on that side over there so that God can welcome you into that glory. Because if you don't accept that blood on this side, when you get on that side, he's going to turn you away from him. See, when you with Jesus, you're on a winning side, church. See, when you with somebody else, you're on a losing side, church. See, that's just totally opposite of Jesus. Anytime you take something else other than God, you just straight losing. You know, because I'd rather be a winner than a loser any day, church. You know, I love watching football and basketball and baseball and stuff like that. And I'm always picking the underdog, church, because you know, I like to see the underdog come back and beat the ones that's bragging all the time. Oh, yeah. And see, as being a Christian and in this walk of life with Jesus, we are considered sometimes the underdog. Yeah. Because sometimes it looks like we ain't getting what we're supposed to get. It don't look like we're not going where we're supposed to be going, but that's just God's way of doing things. But as long as we stay on the right side with God and accept that blood, everything's going to be all right. But see, when you look at those football and basketball games, and then they start having those ones they call the GOAT. Well, let me tell you who my GOAT is. See, G-O-A-T, the greatest of all time. See, my GOAT is Jesus Christ. See, I know what I know what my brother Jesus has done. He has raised the dead. Yes. He healed the sick. Yes. He gave sight to the blind. Yes. He made the dumb talk. Uh-huh. He raised a little girl from the dead. Yes. And then he died and he rose on the third day. Yes. Now, how amazing is that? Now, I ain't no better GOAT than that, the greatest of all time. See, I'm talking in sports memorabilia because some of y'all got football on y'all mind right now. You're not listening to what I'm saying, but I'm trying to help you get some salvation in your life because that game going to be all right. They doing all right. But this morning, church, we got to pay attention to what's going on to our spirituality so we can relive this reality sometime. Because when you out there through the week, church, and you ain't got God on your side, you ain't got nobody at all because all the hell can hit you from the right and from the left, and then all of a sudden you find yourself 6x6, and then you ain't got God with you. I don't want nobody in here under the sound of my voice to go 6x6 without me telling them, get it right. Get it right, because it's already been done for you. We see this vision that John had, it's a future vision. This hadn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. And then the reason I say it hadn't happened yet and it's going to happen, because other things are saying in the book of Revelation, in the last days, men will be what? Lovers of themselves. In the last days, there will be weeping. In the last days, two will be side by side. One will be here 1 minute, one will be gone next minute. It's happening. And it's called death, because you can look at somebody right now, tomorrow they may not be here. The next minute they may not be here. They're being caught up in the rapture. And so, see, church, this morning, if you just go with me and just get into this victory in Jesus, and you know, you can live your life as victory, because live your life as a winner. Walk around as a winner. Walk around with a smile on your face all the time, knowing that you're a winner. It ain't got to be somebody that loves you, because God loves you all the time. Because Jesus already died on the cross for you. Because, see, it doesn't say he died for Reverend Johnson. It doesn't say he died for Roland. It doesn't say he died for Files Chapel. It just says he died for you, and all we got to do is accept his blood. And, see, once we accept the blood of Jesus, everything is all right. But, see, so many of us get caught up into depression. We get caught up into people like. We get caught up into social media. We get caught up in the jobs and money. We get caught up in everything except what we should get caught up in. And when we call ourselves Christians and lovers of Christ. But see, there is victory through the Lamb. Yes, it is. One of the 24 elders surrounding God's throne tells John to stop crying, because there is a solution. The lion from the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has overcome and is worthy to open the scroll. John looks and sees a lamb standing as if slain, who comes and takes the scroll. These images help us to understand that John sees Jesus Christ. Genesis 49, 8 through 10 speaks of the coming worldwide king from the line of Judah, a lion who will conquer his enemies. Isaiah 11, 1 refers to the root of David, a coming Messiah, who would also conquer his enemies. However, Jesus was worthy to open the scroll, not because of his might, but because of the cross. And see, because of the cross, the lion has become the slain lamb, the lamb who takes away the sins of the world. Jesus conquered sin by dying like a lamb. If you knew how a lamb died, that's a disgraceful death. And delivered his people through his blood. Jesus accomplished God's saving plan and gains victory over our enemy. Sin by dying for our sins as our sacrifice. Mm-hmm. This morning, church, I stand before you as a winner.
All right.
I stand before you not proud, but I stand for you proud of the God that I serve.
All right.
I stand before you this morning, church, as someone that knows the will and the work of God. And see, we all should be feeling like that this morning. No matter what we're going through in life, we should all consider ourselves winners because God sent his son, Jesus, to die on the cross for us. John 3:16 tells us for what? For whosoever believeth. And then also tell that God sent his only begotten son to die for your sins and for mine. And see, think about it. Somebody died for you. Somebody died that you can have everlasting life. Somebody died that you can walk around free. Somebody died that your sins are forgiven, not somebody else's sins. Somebody died for that craziness that you've done in the past. Somebody died for something that could have sent you straight to hell. Somebody died that God could have turned his back on you. Somebody died so you can go down your knees and pray to God and ask for forgiveness. Somebody died so that God can keep feeding you daily. Think about it. That death was for you. It wasn't for nobody. That death was for you, not just for me, but it was for you, church. And if we take that to heart and live that each and every day, we can walk around with a smile on our face and a pep in our step and a smooth glide in our walk and a smooth talk. Because we got to realize that God did everything for us first. Everything that God did, he did us for us first. God loved us first. And he's still loving us in spite of how we treat ourselves. God still provides for us in spite of how we treat one another. God still does for us, church. And then you got to realize when Jesus says, come unto me. It's like when you was a little kid and you had two teams out there. One team is Jesus' team. One team is the devil team. Now, what team you want to be on? Because sometimes you've been chosen for the devil side. And you accept the devil side quicker than you did Jesus' side. Because Jesus, all he's telling you to come unto me for I give you rest. But sometimes the devil has chose you to come unto me, let's get drunk. Come unto me, let's commit adultery. Come unto me, let's do fornication. Come unto me, let's go tell this lie. Come unto me, let's go talk about your friend. Come unto me, let's do this. Come unto me, let me do that. And you fell for it quicker than you did when Jesus said, come unto me, for I give you rest.
Well.
Don't get mad at me. But whose side you want to be on? You on the Lord's side or you on the devil's side? And then when you was out there being picked for those sides, you always said, I don't want to be on his team because he's such and such. I don't want to be on that team because they such and such. Well, we say that right now. I don't want to be on God's team because I got to walk around like this and walk around like that. But I'll be on the devil team because I ain't got to do that. I can do what I want to do. I don't want to be on God's team because I got to love that enemy. But I'll be on that team because I can hate that mug and cuss him out. I don't want to be on God's team because I can't go out and party. But I'll be on this team because I can go get down and do my thing. Electric Boogaloo. I don't want to be on that team because I got to be faithful to my wife. But I'll be on this team because I can have as many women as I want. Jesus is saying, come unto me. Are you coming unto Jesus or are you going on that other side? And that's all it's saying. And you come out here because the invitation is out there. And then every Sunday, a preacher stands up here and gives you the invitation to come and give your life to Christ. But now you got something else on your mind. You got that beer in that refrigerator on your mind.
Well.
Oh, let me stop, Lord. Bless me. I got to quit. But see, when you get there and you say that Reverend Johnson then told you, you can't say it. No, he didn't, because yes, he did tell you the truth. But this morning, church, I'm trying to get you to choose side, because see, when you walk with Jesus, because there's already victory there. But see, an invitation has been set out there to you when he said, come unto me. But you chose to go the other way around. See, that's why I call Jesus my goat. That's my goat. That's my greatest of all time, because see, he done saved me from so many trials and errors just by following what he wants me to do. See, I ain't got to come home and lie to my wife about where I been, because I followed Jesus when I was out there. I ain't got to stand in front of you and pretend that I do this and do that, because I followed Jesus when I'm out there. But see, so many folks get out here and they do this and they do that, and then they get confused. And God is not the author of confusion. The devil is the author of confusion, not God, because you can get so confused you don't even know what's right or wrong. See, some people make up in their mind, it's okay to get drunk. But the Bible speaks against gluttonous. It's okay to go back to the buffet 2-3 more times. But the Bible speaks against gluttonous, right? Speaks against that. Then some folks say it's okay to have another friend. See, I done got sick and tired of people playing church. I have just gotten sick and tired of supporting someone that's in their wrongdoing. And if you don't speak what God wants you to speak, then he holds me just as accountable as he that person that I'm going along with. You see what I'm saying? So don't say that this and that, because I'm telling you the truth. I just want you to get your life right to get on the Lord's side. See, I just want you to be victorious when Jesus, because Jesus is worthy. Jesus is the one that I want you to be with, because see, when we both on the other shore, I want you to be able to get in the same boat I'm going to get in. I don't want to be in my boat saying bye-bye to you, and you going that way, and I'm going this way. I want us to go in the same direction, because churches get right when they're all on what? One accord. And we got a sick pastor. And we need to be on one accord. And we need to be on the same way to pray for our pastor, so we are on one accord. The Holy Spirit don't show up unless you're on one accord. And if you're not on one accord, all that praying and fasting and preaching is not going to work for your pastor if you're not on one accord. So this morning, church, all we got to do is win the victory by using what the word say. And the word tells us how to heal, because Jesus tells us healing by fasting and praying. But you got to fast and pray the right way, on one accord, and everything's got to flow just right. Because a house divided soon fall. And see, victory through Jesus is more than just for yourself. See, we're put here to support one another. We're put here to pray for one another. We're put here to do for one another. We're put here to give each other advice. And we're even put here to tell our brothers, you're wrong. You're wrong. But so many of us have fallen by the wayside and chose the devil's side. And instead of telling your brother or sister that they're wrong and that they need to be doing something this way or that way, biblically, because you can show them to it biblically and they can take it better. But we chose to gossip. We chose to gossip, and then we chose to run them away from the church.
Well done.
We have lost our victory in Jesus by choosing the devil's side. When our God has already put out there, come unto me. That's all he said. Come unto me. Come unto me. And if we are in Christ through faith, we have been given victory over sin, and we can experience God's plans for us. Therefore, Jesus is worthy of our highest worship. Think about it. He wakes us up every morning in spite of what we do. He clothes us each and every day in spite of what we do. He keeps us in our right mind in spite of what we do. He heals us from a common cold, and doctors don't even have a cure for it, in spite of what we do. You know, and he even cures people from cancer and this and that, in spite of what we do. And then he brings us all in from our old habits, and then he welcomes us in with open arms. He's standing there right now with his arms wide open in spite of what we do. Because as you just said in that last song, the blood still works. If you don't believe that, don't sing it, don't say it. But the Bible says right here in Revelation chapter 5 that Jesus died. He redeemed us to God by thy blood. By his own blood, he redeemed all of us to God. And, you know, it went all right along this morning as the choir sang. I wrote down everything the choir sang. They said, I constantly thank you. You constantly bless me. I constantly thank you. You constantly bless me. Over and over again, God constantly bless each and every one of us, and we should be constantly thanking him all the time. When we sit down to eat a meal, the first thing we should do is constantly give him thanks. But sometimes we sit down and just eat, and don't even think about God. And then the choir went on and said, press down, shaking together, running over, blessed from heaven. And we should look at all the blessings we get each and every day. And then the choir went on and sung that last song, The Blood Still Works. But before they sung that, Roland said, I'm going to make it somehow. With the Lord, I'm going to make it somehow. With the Lord, I'm going to make it somehow. All that goes along with, in Jesus, we have a victory. And all we got to do is trust and believe that each and every day that in Jesus, we have a victory. No matter how your life is going right now, but in Jesus, you got to remember that you got the victory. If you fall dead tomorrow, but right now you believe that in Jesus, you have the victory. And see, so many people have gotten caught up in all the stuff that's going on around them. Let that go. But just trust in God, because in him, you have the victory. 2 Chronicles 20:15 tells us, for the battle is not yours, but it's God. And you got to believe that, because in him, you have the victory. And then all this other stuff that you're putting in front of God, Exodus 34:14 tells us, for thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. So you got to worship Jesus and the God that sits high and looks low, because in him, you have the victory. You know, in Exodus 25 goes on to tell us again that, for the Lord thy God am a jealous God. And if you put anything else before him, you are making him mad at you, not me. But in Jesus, you had a victory this morning, church. And so this morning, church, I'm going to end it right there, because just that tidbit of information, you have victory in Jesus. You are very, very, very important. You had a VIJ, victory in Jesus, this morning. Think about it. You had a VIJ in your life. Don't worry about the VIP. It's the VIJ I worry about. See, that's what I'm talking about this morning, church. You went from being a victim to being victorious. You have victory in Jesus this morning, church. So all week long, say, Reverend Johnson, he didn't preach all loud. He didn't preach all fast. But he did say, I am a VIJ, a victory in Jesus.